The news came through on Thursday. Saudi Arabia wants its people out of Lebanon.
صرح مصدر مسؤول بوزارة الخارجية أنه بالنظر إلى الأوضاع في الجمهورية اللبنانية.
Due to the situation in the Republic of Lebanon, the official source at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has stated that Saudi nationals visiting or residing in Lebanon are asked to leave the country as soon as possible.
من أي وجهة دولية.
Hours later, Kuwait followed suit. Tensions have been rising in Lebanon since the unexpected resignation of Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri, who announced his departure on a visit to Saudi Arabia on Saturday. Mr. al-Hariri's resignation came as a surprise, prompting speculation he'd been coerced by Saudi officials. Mr. al-Hariri's current whereabouts are unconfirmed, though reports from the area indicate he may be under house arrest or temporarily detained in the Saudi capital of Riyadh. Fuad Siniora from Mr. al-Hariri's Future Movement political party says the ex-prime minister must return to Lebanon immediately.
The return of Prime Minister Saad Hariri, head of the Future Movement, is necessary in order to restore the internal and external balance of Lebanon with full respect to Lebanese legitimacy in accordance to the Constitution and to the Taif Accord, and with respect to the Arab and international legitimacy. We confirm our support for Prime Minister Saad Hariri and for all the decisions he makes under any circumstances.
In his resignation, Mr. al-Hariri blamed Iran and its Lebanese ally Hezbollah, a political party accused of being a terrorist group, citing a suspected attack on his life. He had been in office for less than a year, but previously served as Prime Minister between 2009 and 2011. Israel's Minister of Intelligence, Yisrael Katz, points to Mr. al-Hariri's reportedly forced departure, saying it confirms Hezbollah as an Iranian proxy.
The resignation of Lebanon's Prime Minister Hariri actually exposes Hezbollah's real face. This fig leaf doesn't exist anymore. Today it is clear that Lebanon is Hezbollah and Hezbollah is Iran.
Lebanon now finds itself on the front line of the power struggle between Saudi Arabia and Iran, two nations on opposite ends of several conflicts in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia made news earlier this week after it purged a number of senior ministers and detained nearly a dozen royals, citing corruption. The country has long said it considers Hezbollah's participation in the Lebanese government an act of war against the kingdom. Hussein Fadlallah, a member of parliament for Hezbollah, has called for Saudi Arabia to concentrate on their own domestic issues.
The Saudi regime is suffering today from an acute internal crisis. We call on Riyadh to spare Lebanon this crisis and to stop interfering in our internal affairs. We also call on them to stop their aggression and interference in neighboring countries.
Meanwhile, French leader Emmanuel Macron says he'll travel to Saudi Arabia for talks about the escalating tension. The announcement comes as Mr. Macron finishes a two-day trip to the United Arab Emirates. The French leader has sent Lebanon his best wishes.
Je souhaite rappeler à toutes et tous que notre intérêt commun, c'est la sécurité et la stabilité.
I wish Lebanon to stay strong and to remain a strong state with strong institutions. I wish Lebanon will have, as soon as possible, a new government and will engage in a new electoral process.
Un nouveau gouvernement et aller vers un processus électoral.
Mr. Macron will also discuss the dire humanitarian crisis in Yemen, dubbed by the United Nations as one of the worst in decades.